Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back with Lorna Vanderhaeghe. She is one of Canada's, she's Canada's leading women's health expert. And you've been talking to women for 2 decades anyways, Lorna.
I think easily that, yes. And it's an exciting, you know, the whole hormone subject is an exciting one because there's just so many great things we can do in the health food store to fix women's hormones without ever having to put them on drugs. Mm.
What are some of those things? You know, what are some of the drugs that women should be avoiding that they can, you know, maybe they should try something else first?
Right. Well, I think there are two categories of drugs that are really, you know, focused on women. One of them is antidepressants. And today, you know, because our doctors are feeling worried about prescribing synthetic hormones, and rightly so, they should be, a lot of women are ending up on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications. And, you know, this is where, you know, the health food store has great clinically researched nutrients that can improve mood, work very well for anxiety. Things like enteric-coated 5-HTP is one of them, which I love because it works so well for anxiety. It's also great for mild to moderate depression. It's safe, it's safe, it's safe. You don't become addicted to it. You know, some of the side effects of taking the anti-anxiety, antidepressant medications is up to a 60-pound weight gain in a matter of weeks. So, you know, people should be very hesitant of going on antidepressants unless they're suicidal or they have severe depression. And then we definitely would use the drugs in that particular case. The second one is synthetic hormones, and we should just avoid the synthetic estrogens and the synthetic progestins at all cost. And the reason why we can avoid them is because we have natural bioidentical hormones that we can use. And I have found in my 35 years of talking about women's health that 80% of women can sail through all their hormone fluctuations using diet, lifestyle, nutritional supplements, herbs, and different extracts and stress reduction. And about 20% of women will need diet, lifestyle, herbs, nutritional supplements, and stress reduction along with low-dose short-term bioidentical hormones. And that's the reason why I wrote the book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones, so that we could teach women about this.
You mentioned, you know, depression. What is the relationship between depression and fatigue?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, one of the symptoms of depression is fatigue, but interestingly enough, the leading reason for depression, particularly in women, is low thyroid. Your thyroid is the master conductor. It determines if you're going to be happy or sad or have anxiety. Your thyroid is involved in heart rate and body weight and metabolism and whether you're going to get pregnant and stay pregnant. Low thyroid is also linked to postpartum depression. And I think our doctors have forgotten how important the thyroid is to keeping the systems all balanced and healthy. And so if you have low moods, fatigue, you feel like you're pushing yourself through the day, then go get your thyroid checked. And before your doctor, you know, writes your prescription for antidepressants, you should truly make sure that your thyroid-stimulating hormone test is not out of whack. And you have to ask the number because, as we talked about earlier in the show, the range of normal for thyroid is too broad, and you have to have your TSH below 2. And if it's above 2, then we want to give you nutritional supplements like ThyroSmart.
Mm. Lorna, what's your take on dieting? And, you know, because it is that time of year, do they work? And, you know, what's your research showing?
Well, you know, the word diet is the four-letter word for the food we eat. We have to remember that, you know. I mean, we call it diets. You're going to go on a diet. Most diets don't work. People gain back 90% of the weight very, very quickly. And then the next time they go on a so-called diet, they have an even harder time losing weight. And you end up in this vicious cycle. So when I wrote A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, what I did was I put a 6-week eating program in there. And that's because it takes 6 weeks to retrain your brain. So to retrain your brain not to crave sugars and, you know, to eat healthy fats and all of this type of thing. And the great news about the diet that's in the Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss book is that you will never be hungry on that diet. You will feel full, you'll have lots of energy, and you'll lose weight, which is really the key. So I'm not a fan of diets because a diet that you go on means something temporary, and that's not going to work. You're just going to gain all the weight back. And my book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, is free when people buy a product called GlucoSmart, which has 30 human studies behind it for weight loss and blood sugar balance.
What should people notice if they take a product like that?
If they take GlucoSmart, what will happen is there's a connection in women. When our blood sugar and insulin goes up, we get skin tags, belly fat, and male facial hair growth. In men, when their blood sugar and insulin goes up, they get beer bellies, breasts, and erectile dysfunction, and they also get skin tags. One of the things that people find when they go on GlucoSmart and in all of the clinical studies is people reported that their belly fat was disappearing. And this is a big one because, you know, people who are listening know I've gone on a weight loss program. I got these great shaped arms and legs, but I still have 3 rolls of Jelly Belly. And so this particular product, GlucoSmart, targets blood sugar and insulin, so it's safe for diabetics and pre-diabetics, but it targets that belly fat, and that's really what we want to get rid of because that's what raises your risk of cardiovascular disease.
Lorna, one of the things I want to ask you about is the relationship between stress and weight gain.
Yeah, that's a big one. So when we're under stress, our adrenal glands, which sit on top of our kidneys, secrete cortisol. Cortisol is our stress hormone. And cortisol is there to make you run away if a lion's going to chase you and to help you fight if you're in a situation where you need to fight. The problem we have today is that we're under chronic stress, so the body's constantly kicking out this cortisol. So when you secrete cortisol continually, your estrogen goes up. So you get lots of belly fat as a result of all this estrogen, and you turn into an apple shape. But the really bad thing that happens when you have lots of cortisol secretion because you're under so much stress is the fat cells around your abdomen change shape, the door in the fat cell slams shut, and the fat cell gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And they've actually found that those brown fat cells that change shape from cortisol, that it's hard to get them to change back again. So stress reduction, if you're one of those people who really wants to finally lose weight, you may have to look at the stress in your life to be successful at weight loss. And who would have thought that stress was going to make us fat?
Lorna, you know, we're talking about hormones. And it seems like a lot of the baby boomers went through the menopause or have gone through menopause already. But women are continually going through that. You know, women, I guess, you know, as different generations come through. Are there things that people can do for hot flashes and night sweats?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we still have another 5 years, really, I think, of baby boomers going through menopause. The average age of menopause is 52. The word menopause means 1 year with no periods. And we're going to continually have women going through menopause because as the population ages, and this is the first time in history we have more women over the age of 50 than under the age of 50. So how do we get those hot flashes and night sweats under control? MenoSmart Plus. This is a fast-acting, non-hormone treatment that will get your hot flashes and night sweats under control. You stay on MenoSmart Plus for about 18 months. That should be about how long it takes you to go through the transition. You come off. If your hot flashes come back again, you can go back on it. Women should be very, very cautious about taking anything that has estrogens in them because we know there's a link to high estrogen and breast cancer and high estrogen and ovarian cancers. And so make sure whatever menopausal product that you're taking is non-estrogenic because we found that over the years that North American women, especially those stressed out North American women, are really high in estrogens already, which is why we have such high rates of breast cancer.
Lorna, you've done quite a bit of research on skin as well.
Yes, I've just written a new book called Beautiful Skin Begins Within, and I wrote that book because my girlfriends were saying, look, it's got to be something other than menopause that's making our skin look so bad. And so I started to do a lot of research into why are we wrinkling? Why are we wrinkling so quickly? Why is our skin so dry and so dull and flat looking, especially after menopause? And I learned some really exciting things. I mean, when a baby is born, they're 90% collagen. They have this beautiful, smooth skin. And as we age, we lose a little bit of collagen. But when we go through menopause, we lose 30% of our collagen. It's no wonder we have this wrinkled, sagging skin. Another really bad thing that happens to menopausal women is that when they go through menopause, they can no longer make a very special fatty acid called GLA. And GLA is the fatty acid that makes your skin beautiful and glowing, gives you that luminosity. It also, GLA also is what we use to treat eczema and psoriasis and dermatitis. So how do we rebuild collagen? We can use things like the French are using this wonderful collagen product called Active Collagen. And their science is so fantastic. They found a 20% reduction in deep wrinkles and a reduction in wrinkles in general by day 28 of taking 2,000 milligrams of active collagen a day. And they've done this study over and over again, and the research is so great that Active Collagen has a natural health product license number from Health Canada that states for the reduction of the number of deep wrinkles.
When I think of collagen, I usually think of it for joints.
Yes, well, there's 16 different types of collagen, and things like chicken type 2 collagen, which is sold in the health food store, that's for joints and tendons. And then there are specific collagens for skin. And, you know, a lot of the collagen products are basically cow and pig parts. You know, our mothers used to use boiled up gelatin, which was from cow hooves, in these gelatin capsules for their fingernails. But now we have these very high, just beautiful, clean, high-end collagen products like this activated collagen that are specifically for the collagen in the skin. Basically, I call it the bubble wrap to puff up your skin again and give it that beautiful smoothness that you had when you were younger.
Lorna, do you have any other tips for women or even men at this point?
Well, I think for everybody, you know, go to my website at hormonehelp.com. We have lots of free books. We have your 30-day Heart Smart Solution for free on that website. We have an A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health, which is on the top 25 conditions. We have Get a Grip on Arthritis, which is also free. And when people go into the health food store and buy GlucoSmart, they get my weight loss book for free, which really, if you start that program, you will not only lose weight, but you will get healthier, and you'll be able to stick with it long term, and your family will love the food too. We even have a chapter for teaching kids about how to eat.
Lorna, one last question. It's regarding magnesium. You did some research and you found that magnesium can reduce blood pressure.
Oh, yes. You know, magnesium is the super heart mineral, and magnesium is for restless legs and twitchy eyelids and heart palpitations and leg cramps and all this, helping us sleep and headaches and all these great things. But we have to take the right kind of magnesium. We've got to take magnesium glycinate or magnesium bisglycinate, and that's the only kind of magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier, so it's great for headaches and sleeping. And it's the one that saturates all your muscle cells, so it's great for high blood pressure and any cramping. And you don't get diarrhea like you do with other magnesium supplements. So look for magnesium glycinate or magnesium bisglycinate in the health food store, especially if you have high blood pressure.
Lorna, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you. Maybe if you could just remind listeners where they can get more information.
Everybody can get more information at Hormone Help. So that's the word hormone and the word help, HELP.com. And we have lots of one-hour audio programs on different things as well.
Thanks again for coming on the show, Lorna.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank our guests, Lorna Vanderhaeg and Sam Gracie, who spent time with us today. Also want to thank Garrett Perry, our producer, and to producers across the country. And thank you for listening. Have a great, healthy week.